Lord's Bill.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
All right, we're going to be taking care of business in the garden this weekend. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Every Mother's Day, my present is Jim always digs up the garden and I plant stuff.
Oh.
And then we drink beverages.
Yep.
And that's not a bad way to spend Mother's Day. On the line with us right now, horticulturist from Proven Winners at provenwinners.com, Stacy Hervella. Stacy, welcome back.
It's great to be here. That's always a sure sign of spring when I get to talk to you guys again.
It really is, and I wait a long time to plant things. I am going to be planting my Proven Winners Invincible hydrangeas this weekend because I have a couple of areas to fill up in my backyard garden, but I have an empty spot on the side of my house, mm-hmm. as I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about lilacs today? Because I love the smell of lilacs. And to me, nothing says spring than that first bloom.
You know, it's absolutely a sign of spring. And it's such a perfect time for Mother's Day. You know, I think so many people just associate the color and the smell of lilacs with Mother's Day. And, you know, a lot of people, I hear from people all over the country asking a lot of questions about plants. And I hear more people than ever ask me, like, can I grow a lilac in Chicago? Can I grow a lilac in Wisconsin? Can I grow a lilac in Minnesota? And so many people are surprised to find out that lilacs are exceptionally cold tolerant. They actually need cold weather in order to bloom. So they're perfectly suited to us in the Midwest.
And is there a type of lilac that will stay blooming longer? Because a lot of times it's that first breath of spring, the scent, the beautiful color, and then it's gone.
Right. And, you know, that's true. Well, that's true of almost everything that flowers in spring. You know, if we have a really hot and dry spring, which, you know, does not seem to be an issue this year.
No.
Especially with the weather we're having today. The flowers will be much shorter than if we have a cool and wetter spring. So really, the weather is going to be the first aspect that's going to influence, you know, how well they bloom or how long they bloom. But yeah, there are re-blooming lilacs out there. So those are going to bloom along in spring along with the other lilacs. And then they're going to take a little break. And then they are going to continue to bloom, you know, basically like about midsummer, mid to late July, all the way through frost. And in fact, that's bloomerang lilac. So there's a couple of different colors and sizes of bloomerang lilac that you'll find at your garden center that you can choose from that will rebloom like that. And for us here in West Michigan, if we have a mild fall, we often have lilacs in bloom on Thanksgiving. No joke.
What?
I know.
Stacy, Wendy's doubting you. I hope you're not insulted, but Wendy's calling you a liar to
no,
your face.
No, I did not call you a liar.
No, she's incredulous. All right. Yes. I gotcha.
All right. So one of these lilacs that will rebloom, what's the maximum you could get it to do in a year? Is it two, maybe three? Is that possible?
Well, so basically what happens, you know, the spring bloom is going to be really abundant. It's going to be absolutely covered in fragrant purple flowers or pink. We have some pink bloomerang lilacs as well. And then, you know, it's going to take that break. And as much new growth as the plant is capable of putting on while it takes that break, the more it's going to flower. So basically what happens is it doesn't really take much of a break again in that rebloom. It just kind of continues to put out new flowers, essentially from, you know, like I said, mid to late July. It depends on the weather. It depends on how hot it is and how dry and how vigorously growing the plant is. But yeah, you'll pretty much see flowers continuously from about late July up until frost.
I love the scent of lilacs. Honest to God, it is the sweetest smell, and they do pretty well in the house. If they're blooming all the time, you can cut some off and bring them in the house, and you don't need a scented candle when you have lilacs.
Mm. No, you definitely don't. And, you know, just a tip, if you are cutting any lilacs to bring into the house to enjoy, a lot of people believe that you should really smash up the stem with a hammer so that it absorbs more water, but that is actually not beneficial to keeping lilacs in a vase. What you should do is take your pruning shears, that you use to cut the stems in the first place, and just make a slit right up into the stem. So basically like perpendicular to the cut end. You just want to go ahead and make a slit up the stem. And what that does is it opens up more surface area in the xylem and the phloem, which is, you know, those old high school biology.
I remember that.
Where the water and food is running through the plant circulation system, vascular system. And it lets it absorb that water. Has more spots to absorb that water. And that will really make a huge difference, much better than smashing it or just cutting it and then not cutting up into the stem like that.
So you cut vertically up into the stem just at the very bottom?
Yep, just just like an inch or, you know, you don't have to go crazy, just an inch or so will do, and that will make your lilacs last so much longer. And if you're cutting lilacs, you should also not look for things that are quite fully open. You want lilacs open, the flowers open from the bottom up. So you're going to want to look for blooms that, you know, still have closed buds at the top, because if the whole thing's open, you know, that's fine if you're having a party like that night and you only need them to look good that night. But if you want them to last a little bit longer, you want to give the pick flowers that still have time to open in the house.
She's a genius, Bill, and that's why I like having Stacey Hervella on. If you have any questions, 312-981-7200. I was tooling around on Amazon and saw you have a few books out.
Several.
Including Edible Spots and Pots, which I need to purchase, because this is the weekend a lot of people plant tomatoes or cucumbers or things in their veggie gardens as well. Should we wait since it's been so cold, or is it? I usually wait till Memorial Day, but a lot of people say Mother's Day.
Oh, see, I think Memorial Day is probably a safer bet. We aren't out of the woods Mother's Day weekend a lot. Like in the past several years, we've actually had a hard frost Mother's Day weekend. It doesn't look like we're going to have that this year, although it is quite cold. But there is absolutely still a chance that we could get a frost. Now, if you get your tomatoes, you know, you're just itching to go, or you want to get your mom tomato and vegetable plants, it is okay. You know, it's pretty easy to just like throw an old like towel or blanket or something over the plant just for the night where the freeze threatens. So you can protect it, but that's just an extra chore. So, you know, why not leave them in the expert care of the garden center until, you know, you can just kind of let them be on their own. That would be my advice.
All right, and Larry has a question for you about lilacs. Larry, this is Stacey Hervella from Proven Winners.
Hey, hi, Stacey. I have about a 12-foot tall lilac in my front yard, and only the tops bloom. It's not very thick. Can I just cut it straight down and hope it'll come back?
Yeah, so any multi-stem shrub, if it has like multiple stems coming out of the ground, you can go ahead and cut that back. You know, lilacs flower the most on the new growth. So when they get really old and tall like that, all that new growth is only way, way up at the tippy top of the plant, so you're not going to get the flowers where you can actually enjoy them. So you can go ahead and cut it back. Like I said, if it's really old and it just has one stem, that's probably going to be a little bit more of an iffy proposition. But if you have multiple stems coming out, yeah, go ahead. Now prune it after it blooms, and it should be able to create some new flowers for you as soon as next year, and then improve more and more as it recovers from that pruning.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you, Larry. And that was good advice, because I didn't know that you trim it, you prune it after it blooms. So there was one year I did not get one flower.
Oh.
Well, you know, the lessons in gardening that you learn the hardest are the ones you never forget, right? So now you know when to prune your lilacs.
That's a good point. Greg has a lilac question for you as well. And, of course, you can pick up the Proven Winners Bloomerang that will rebloom, and they're pretty amazing. Greg, you had a question for Stacey?
Yes, I heard on a program about gardening a while back here that lilacs will not bloom until the ground is up to 50 degrees.
Well, it's not really so much the soil temperature as it is a combination of the day length and the outside temperature. So that's one of the reasons that you'll notice a really big difference year to year from when lilacs flower. So a few years ago when we had that really super early spring where it was 90 degrees in March, you know, the lilacs were blooming a full month earlier. So it's really an accumulation of warm temperatures, the air temperatures, not so much the soil temperatures, although they do kind of go hand in hand, that will lead them to open. So, you know, typically right around Mother's Day is pretty average, but it is kind of a crapshoot just depending on what the weather does.
There you go,
okay,
Greg.
Well, I'm going to see if mine bloom this weekend then.
Well, hopefully they will, so you have to have them in time for the holiday.
Thank you, Greg. And we're going to take a break. If you have a question for Stacey, 312-981-7200. You can go to provenwinners.com. You can look at all the different flowering shrubs and all the flowers and plants that they have at Proven Winners. And we also have a contest going on, which I hope you can give us all the details on when we return, Stacey. You can go to WGN Radio, the contest page there, to enter to win some plants. We'll find out all about it next. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, Bill, we are talking with Stacy Hervella, who is the horticulturist over at Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. Want to tell you, listeners, you can register at the WGN Radio contest page to enter to win some Invincible hydrangeas. What? Tell us about this Proven Winners prize package, Stacy.
Well, you know I can go on and on about hydrangeas, but these are really super awesome hydrangeas. They are basically dwarf Annabelle-type hydrangeas. So lots of people know Annabelle. It's really, really easy to grow. It's been around for about 50 years. In fact, it was actually discovered in southern Illinois. Now, Annabelle's a great plant, but it does flop over when, you know, you have those big summer storms. And it's pretty big. So the Invincible hydrangeas that you can win in this contest are dwarf. They have strong stems, and they are colorful. So we have Wee White, which is basically like a little miniature version of Annabelle. It's just 1 to 2 feet tall, so perfect for, you know, small spaces, small yards, containers, etc. Invincible Limetta, which has a nice big green snowball flowers. And Invincible Mini Mauvette, which has sort of a unique purpley mauve kind of flower. And, you know, like our bloomering, reblooming lilac that we've been talking about, they all rebloom. So they'll bloom in early July, like when you expect Annabelle to. And then when those that first round of flowers starts to fade, the plant will continue to produce fresh new flowers through fall. And that's something that Annabelle actually can't do. So it's kind of like the total package. You know, if you have a halfway sunny spot in your yard, you know, they benefit from about 6 hours of sun a day and can provide regular water, especially for the first couple of years. You can have an outstanding display every year. They really are exceptional plants.
And how tall do they get?
So it ranges a little bit. Invincible Wee White is the smallest, and that's going to be about 1 to 2 feet tall. And Limetta and Mini Mauvette top out around 2 to 3 feet tall. So really a good, useful size. You know, they're the kind of plants you can plant under your dining room window and not have to worry about them blocking the view.
Perfect. And you mentioned the bloomerang lilacs as well. I want Bill to know something, that the lilacs are related botanically to something that you get on a pizza.
Oh.
Do you want to guess?
Shrimp.
No.
No.
Good guess.
I thought it was shrimp. What is it?
What is it, Stacy?
It's olives.
Oh, really? So, I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, don't you get olives on your pizza?
Yeah, black olives. Oh.
But yeah, they actually, even though they're from, you know, wildly different climates and they need wildly different growing conditions, botanically speaking, they are related. And olives actually also have very, very nice fragrant flowers. Olives, of course, are trees, where lilacs are, you know, smaller shrubs.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are really surprised to find out that, you know, there's this unique relationship between these plants.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Jackie has a hydrangea question. Jackie, this is Stacy Hervella from Proven Winners at provenwinners.com.
Hey, Jackie, what can I do for you?
Hi, I have an endless summer hydrangea that's about maybe 12 years old now. And the last few years, it's not blooming at all, and I'm not doing anything different. So I wondered, what's the deal?
Okay, so endless summer is a hydrangea that actually its flower buds are on it all through winter, so they can actually suffer from winter damage. And you know, if we have a harsh winter, then those buds are often killed by the winter weather, or sometimes by spring frosts and freezes as well. So you have to get it through that, and then you know, of course also can't prune the plant because that would be removing the flower buds. So we have a really great, if you go to the Proof of Winners website, we have a really great publication that people find helpful. It's called Hydrangeas Demystified. So if you just go to provenwinners.com and search Hydrangeas Demystified in the search box, you'll get that, and that will spell all of this out to you in a really simple way. It has a chart that will help you determine why your hydrangea might not be blooming, and that will give you more of an in-depth answer than, you know, I can give you real quick on the phone here.
There you go, Jackie.
Oh, that's very, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Go to provenwinners.com. As Stacy mentioned, there are a lot of things to read there. Someone had asked me where to get Proven Winners. I really haven't had a problem finding them in our area. Vern Goer's Greenhouse, some Home Depots have them, Hinsdale Nursery. Is there a place to find out where to find Proven Winners?
Yeah, there's a retailer locator feature on the Proof of Owners website, but, you know, really the whole Chicagoland area is so spoiled for choice when it comes to garden centers. Knuppers or Knuppers and Chalet are two other great choices that I know are really popular down there. But, you know, there are just dozens. I don't want to leave out any great nurseries down there, but you are so spoiled for choice. I'm jealous.
All right. Well, perfect. Hope you have a nice Mother's Day, Stacy.
Yeah, you too. And a great gardening weekend to you and all your listeners.
I can't wait. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thanks, Stacy.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. That's Stacy Hervella, a horticulturist with Proven Winners at provenwinners.com. And as Stacy mentioned, really, there is so much literature there that you can find at provenwinners.com. And please enter to win a 3-pack of Invincible hydrangeas. You can go to the WGN radio contest page to enter. We'll check in with Steve Bertrand next. It's Bill. It's Wendy at 720 WGN.